from about the age of 14. My daughter worked in a hairdresser, sweeping up and washing hair, and then she went on to work for Principal Mortgages, just sort of on a phone trying to get people to get mortgage advisors to come in. And then when she was about 17, she worked in Accessorize and Monsoon, and she's at uni now, and but she still works part-time in Russell and Bromley, and she's also got two cleaning jobs.
I got a tweet in here from the Worcester Youth Cabinet. We can't afford to use public transport, or it doesn't go anywhere useful. How can we be work shy when there are no jobs?
There are jobs. My daughter went round every shop, put a little CV in. My son went to Top Barn Farm from last year to this year and said, is there anything somebody he knows? He asked, has he got any jobs? And you just pursue it and pursue it and pursue it until something comes up. And at some point in time, I think if you're the right person with the right attitude, I do think there are jobs out there.
Bill has sent me an email. My wife and I volunteer at the Acorn Shop in Droitwich. A lot of teenagers come in as volunteers. Many of them work really hard and make a great contribution. It would be great loss if they were not there. Thank you very much indeed as well with Pam, who says, I just wonder if this survey was done in the major cities like London and Birmingham and does not relate to the more rural areas where young people have to be transported everywhere because parents' wages are lower and they have to find jobs.
As for newspaper rounds,
there's a lot of children today do seem to forget that their legs are there for exercise. You know, they're sitting in front of a TV or they're sitting in front of a computer, and the only sports they play are on the computer. You don't see a lot of the kids playing out anymore like we used to do, you know, playing football in the street.
Kerry says both my daughters have part-time jobs. One works as a cleaner and does a better job than most adults, helps me around the house all the time. My other daughter started a job at 16. She does 2 days a week and more if they need her.
Children have a lot of expectation to do clubs and things after school in their schools. I mean, mine goes to Chase in Malvern, and it has an amazing array of after-school clubs. And they don't necessarily have to be ferried. I mean, in the winter, I would go to school and collect my children because it'll be dark by the time they're finished. But in the summer, they have their bus pass, and we're not afraid to make them use it.
Alison says my daughter regularly saves her pocket money up and sets herself targets with the things that she wants. Tim in Ledbury says British youth today are in a generation of cheaper foreign labour, ease of foreign import, and a lack of self-esteem. Many young people are tarred with the same brush.
Would you want your child doing a newspaper round on a Sunday when it's back-breaking?
Tim says my stepson has an allowance of £70 a month. When I asked him should he get a job, he says he will when his allowance stops.
We tend to look after children too much at the end of the day. I like my children, a lot older now, but I always encourage them to work for it, have a part-time job. That helps the knock-on effect. When they went to university, they looked after themselves the whole time, because if they didn't work, they had no money to spend while they were at university.